www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Time is 9:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 57 degrees right now in Flemington. Still clear skies and calm winds out there. Today is April 28th, 2015, and sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 67, winds north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low near 45, winds northwest at 5 to 10, and sunshine and some clouds for tomorrow, a high of 72, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Stray shower or thunderstorm shows up on Thursday, the last day of April, with a high of 63. Cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower on the first day of May and a high of 59. That's not a good start, but it gets better. Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, will be cloudy with a high of 67. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 74. It is 52 right now in Franklin. It's 56 over in Branchburg, 55 in Highbridge, 57 in Hopewell, and 52 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's a happening world. I have Tina Paperone, who is with me. She is part of Hunter and Happening, a digital magazine that you've been seeing over the last couple of years. Then we're going to bring Tina in. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. A pleasure to have you in here. We had to track you down. You ladies are very busy.
That is true.
Over at Hunter and Happening. And so, a quick introduction of who you are and what Hunter and Happening is.
Okay, so my name is Tina, and I am the co-founder of Hunter and Happening, as well as the Happenings Media Network. So the entire Happenings Media Network is made up of 23 digital local lifestyle magazines. Mm-hmm. We started with our first site in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, about 6 years ago. And we've been growing into other communities ever since. I actually spearheaded the Hunterdon Project living in Lambertville myself. It was something that I was really passionate about, and I love Hunterdon County. So I wanted to bring our magazine over to the other side of the river.
Neat. Now, were you on board when you started 6 years ago? And
I was. It's actually my sister and I are the co-founders.
Okay.
We started Bucks Happening together in 2009.
What was the thinking at that time that you saw it ripe to have that type of a magazine?
So it was actually very organic. When we first launched Bucks Happening, mm-hmm. we weren't setting out to start a business. My sister, Angela Jovene, actually has an IT background. And I was always the writer of the two of us. I was really interested in sharing stories and communication. So she threw up Bucks Happening really on a whim because she felt very strongly that there wasn't enough online representation of what was going on in Bucks County. She mm-hmm. always says in her 20s, having moved from New York City back to her hometown in Bucks County, she was getting so much negative criticism from her friends saying, you know, what on earth could you be doing in Bucks County, Pennsylvania? Why would you move out of New York City right. To move back home? Mm-hmm. And she felt defensive because there really was so much to do. And right. she was rediscovering that now through the eyes of an adult rather than, you know, the teenager who's bored and just, you know, going to the mall and the movies.
Sure.
So she put up Bucks Happening, and I joined her and started writing and contributing because at the same time I had moved back to the area as well. So we started writing and just covering our happenings, what was going on, the big festivals, and people just started coming to the site. Mm-hmm. And we were tracking it, and we saw this just enthusiasm around what we were doing. And a few months later, we realized that we were spending so much time on this little side hobby that was getting readers who were reaching out to us and advertisers who wanted to work with us, that we either needed to see the writing on the wall and make this a business, or we needed to probably stop doing it. And that's right. when we really looked at Bucks Happening and started building that up.
Wow.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was. I think it's something that we've tried to hold on to as we've grown, mm-hmm. is responding to the need of the community rather than trying to create something and push it on a community.
Right.
I think if you listen, you'll find people are telling you what they want.
True. Now, I see Hunter in a similar boat, and I'm sure you guys do too. We're constantly looking for, and there's all different websites out there when you say, hey, I got nothing to do this weekend. What is out there to do? You're constantly searching for websites that are aggregating all the events, all the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the special events, but it's also, you know, I'm interested in Chinese food. So there's a little bit here and there's a little bit there. It's not a complete aggregation. It might even be subdivided by the fact that people are taking care of Lambertville, and Lambertville is very mature in the way it does it. In keeping track of it. We have other ones that are in the eastern part of Hunterdon County that were around for a while and perhaps a little defunct. So it's been very hard for us in Hunterdon County to find us. Is that what you guys saw when you started?
It was. I was living in Lambertville at the time, mm-hmm. and I just saw that there was so much happening in Hunterdon in terms of lifestyle. I would love to wake up on a Saturday morning and go up to the Stockton Market and then, you know, bike ride to Frenchtown and experience all of these things that people were doing. But I did not find a lot of that information online
right.
when I was doing my own research about what to do. And that's when I stopped and said, I really think Hunterdon could benefit from something like what we've done in Bucks County.
Neat. Well, I'm grateful, and I imagine it's going to get better and better as we go. Now, you've only been doing this now for a year and year plus. It technically started in 2013.
In 2013, so yeah, about 2 years we've
close
been doing
to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. We're in April now. I forget that we're 4 months, almost 5 months in. All right, cool. Now, how does this relate to the 23 other ones that you talked about? Are you folks running that? Are you affiliated with it?
Oh, yes.
So you're doing 25.
We're not running all of the sites. So Happenings Media is the network.
Okay.
Angela and I are the co-founders of that parent
of
company,
Happenings
which is
Media.
Happenings Media. What happened is after the success of Bucks Happening, we started very quickly to get people asking us, you know, when are you going to be in Montco and Philly and Hunterdon? And, you know, even someone reached out to us from Florida saying in Brevard County, where we have a site, saying, I want this in my community. And at that time, we took a hard look at what we believed was the makeup of what made the websites work. And mm-hmm. we began the network. So what we do is we license out the magazines in community.
www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Time is 9:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather, we're at 57 degrees right now in Flemington. Still clear skies and calm winds out there. Today is April 28th, 2015, and sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 67, winds north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low near 45, winds northwest at 5 to 10, and sunshine and some clouds for tomorrow, a high of 72, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Stray shower or thunderstorm shows up on Thursday, the last day of April, with a high of 63. Cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower on the first day of May and a high of 59. That's not a good start, but it gets better. Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, will be cloudy with a high of 67. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 74. It is 52 right now in Franklin. It's 56 over in Branchburg, 55 in Highbridge, 57 in Hopewell, and 52 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's a happening world. I have Tina Paparone, who is with me. She is part of Hunterdon Happening, a digital magazine that you've been seeing over the last couple of years. Then we're going to bring Tina in. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. A pleasure to have you in here. We had to track you down. You ladies are very busy.
That is true.
Over at Hunterdon Happening. And so, a quick introduction of who you are and what Hunterdon Happening is.
Okay, so my name is Tina, and I am the co-founder of Hunterdon Happening, as well as the Happenings Media Network. So the entire Happenings Media Network is made up of 23 digital local lifestyle magazines. Mm-hmm. We started with our first site in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, about 6 years ago. And we've been growing into other communities ever since. I actually spearheaded the Hunterdon Project living in Lambertville myself. It was something that I was really passionate about, and I love Hunterdon County. So I wanted to bring our magazine over to the other side of the river.
Neat. Now, were you on board when you started 6 years ago? And
I was. It's actually my sister and I are the co-founders.
Okay.
We started Bucks Happening together in 2009.
What was the thinking at that time that you saw it ripe to have that type of a magazine?
So it was actually very organic. When we first launched Bucks Happening, uh-huh. we weren't setting out to start a business. My sister, Angela Jovenet, actually has an IT background. And I was always the writer of the two of us. I was really interested in sharing stories and communication. So she threw up Bucks Happening really on a whim because she felt very strongly that there wasn't enough online representation of what was going on in Bucks County. She mm-hmm. always says in her 20s, having moved from New York City back to her hometown in Bucks County, she was getting so much negative criticism from her friends saying, you know, what on earth could you be doing in Bucks County, Pennsylvania? Why would you move out of New York City right. To move back home? Mm-hmm. And she felt offensive because there really was so much to do. And right. she was rediscovering that now through the eyes of an adult rather than, you know, the teenager who's bored and just, you know, going to the mall and the movies.
Sure.
So she put up Bucks Happening, and I joined her and started writing and contributing because at the same time I had moved back to the area as well. So we started writing and just covering our happenings, what was going on, the big festivals, and people just started coming to the site. Mm-hmm. And we were tracking it, and we saw this just enthusiasm around what we were doing. And a few months later, we realized that we were spending so much time on this little side hobby that was getting readers who were reaching out to us and advertisers who wanted to work with us, that we either needed to see the writing on the wall and make this a business, or we needed to probably stop doing it. And that's right. when we really looked at Bucks Happening and started building that up.
Wow.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was. I think it's something that we've tried to hold on to as we've grown, mm-hmm. is responding to the need of the community rather than trying to create something and push it on a community.
Right.
I think if you listen, you'll find people are telling you what they want.
Sure. Now, I see Hunterdon in a similar boat, and I'm sure you guys do too. We're constantly looking for, and there's all different websites out there when you say, hey, I got nothing to do this weekend. What is out there to do? You're constantly searching for websites that are aggregating all the events, all the ideas. Mm-hmm. And that might be the special events, but it's also, you know, I'm interested in Chinese food. So there's a little bit here and there's a little bit there. It's not a complete aggregation. It might even be subdivided by the fact that people are taking care of Lambertville, and Lambertville is very mature in the way it does it. in keeping track of it. We have other ones that are in the eastern part of Hunterdon County that were around for a while and perhaps a little defunct. So it's been very hard for us in Hunterdon County to find this. Is that what you guys saw when you started?
It was. I was living in Lambertville at the time, mm-hmm. and I just saw that there was so much happening in Hunterdon in terms of lifestyle. I would love to wake up on a Saturday morning and go up to the Stockton Market and then, you know, bike ride to Frenchtown and experience all of these things that people were doing. But I did not find a lot of that information online
right.
when I was doing my own research about what to do. And that's when I stopped and said, I really think Hunterdon could benefit from something like what we've done in Bucks County.
Neat. Well, I'm grateful, and I imagine it's going to get better and better as we go. Now, you've only been doing this now for a year and year plus. It technically started in 2013.
In 2013, so yeah, about 2 years we've
close
been doing
to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. We're in April now. I forget that we're 4 months, almost 5 months in. All right, cool. Now, how does this relate to the 23 other ones that you talked about? Are you folks running that? Are you affiliated with it?
Yes.
So you're doing 25.
We're not running all of the sites. So Happenings Media is the network.
Okay.
Angela and I are the co-founders of that parent
of
company,
Happenings
which is
Media.
Happenings Media. What happened is after the success of Bucks Happening, we started very quickly to get people asking us, you know, when are you going to be in Montco and Philly and Hunterdon? And, you know, even someone reached out to us from Florida saying in Brevard County, where we have a site, saying, I want this in my community. And at that time, we took a hard look at what we believed was the makeup of what made the websites work, and mm-hmm. we began the network. So what we do is we license out the magazines in communities around the country. Right now, there's a mix of licensed websites. So something like North Delaware Happening, Montco Happening, Philly Happening. There are local publishers mm-hmm. who work with us. So there are sort of eyes and ears on the ground in those communities working with Happenings Media to run the magazine. In Hunterdon, actually, that was a unique situation because I launched it because I had lived in the
sure.
county myself.
Sure.
So, yeah, we have licensees all over the country from Minneapolis to Los Angeles to Florida who are basically running the magazines with the help and the backbone of Happenings Media, the technology, the business support, and really the community to help.
Neat. Wow. So 23 of them. How now, just a, you don't have to give me a day by day, but how did those 23 evolve? What, you started in 2009 with
yes.
Bucks, and so that started getting up and running. And so then when did these other ones start to come on in your...
So it started January 2011, and our second site actually was Brevard County, Florida, which is so funny, but...
Right.
A girl from Brevard reached out to us. She had somehow ended up on Bucks Happening and read our story. And she said to us, I want to do this in my hometown. So we, you know, said, sure, we can help you do that. We're actually working on a model for that. So it started with Brevard. And then from there, we really started growing quickly around the Bucks County region, you know, mm-hmm. in the bordering areas in Montgomery County, in Philadelphia,
yeah.
Northern Delaware. And from there, we've really worked with some really interesting people around the country, many of them who found us and reached out to us.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're sort of on the verge of taking that to the whole next level.
Wow.
So we are going to be launching more and more Happening sites around the country over the next few years. We really believe it's something that there are a lot of communities that can benefit from.
Well,
what we saw happening
yeah.
was that a lot of the glossy magazines mm-hmm. that these communities have relied on for decades for information
right.
are still thriving in print, but not really translating too much to the digital world.
Right.
So that's sort of where we're filling in the gap.
As people age and as business changes, the print media just doesn't catch up fast enough. It's too costly. It's not green. And you have more things that you can get on in a very faster, in a much faster period of time, and you can categorize it so people can find exactly what they're looking for, rather than grabbing a magazine, happening to pass by a magazine and flipping through it. So,
right, and the way people consume information nowadays is just so quickly evolving, and we're lucky that since we are small, we're a startup, and we are 100% digital, we can be very nimble and respond to those changes.
Neat. Wow, this is cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to find out about how the details of what the happening media and each Hunter and Happening start to evolve with Tina in just a minute. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.
County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com. Tina Paparone is with me. She is the founder of Hunterdon Happening, along with Happening Media. And Tina, back in 2009 when you did Bucks Happening, I'm sure what it is today is not what it was envisioned back then. So take us through a little bit of the thought process as to what Bucks Happening was in terms of what you were trying to glean and present, and then how did some of the other functions of the Happening websites start to evolve, such as the best ofs and all that?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So we have always tried to not only listen to the communities that we're in, mm-hmm. but push ourselves to innovate and iterate and adjust constantly, because that really is the media landscape today. You have to be willing to do that. So when we first started Bucks Happening, as I mentioned before, we were really treating it as a hobby for that first month or two. At that point, when we made the conscious decision that we really were tapping into a need here and we wanted to turn this into our business, we began to look at the environment and look at what the need was for readers and what the need was for the small business community. And we take a lot of pride in being connected to that community. So over the years, we've done things like small business digital marketing seminars, you know, going to a lot of local events, throwing local happy hours, and really just connecting with people and asking the questions. Mm-hmm. The Happening List really was a response to a lot of the interaction we were getting over social media. We were putting up articles about, you know, the best beer bars in town and where people like to dine and what was their favorite Italian restaurant and, you know, so on and so on. And people were very passionate and very vocal about it. So we took a look at that and we wanted to give people a forum to express their opinion. And what we saw was, you know, the contests that were running at the time were either editorial based. So you had editors at publications who were making those best of decisions, or the ones that were people's choice. A lot of them were still very antiquated in mail-in ballots and maybe not entirely digital friendly.
Right.
So when we launched the first Happening List in, I think it was 2010 for Bucks Happening, we started with a very user-friendly voting-based system. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to basically put the power in the people's hands. And we also wanted to celebrate them, because we see amazing people in these small towns every single day, and we get to hear their stories. And I feel lucky, because it's inspirational to hear those stories. And these people work so hard and don't really take a lot of time to maybe sit back and say, you know, congratulations to themselves and celebrate what they've achieved.
Yeah.
So the Happening List not only gives them the opportunity to do that and to share it with their customers, but that's a big part behind the red carpet bashes that we do. Really giving people just a night to stop and say thank you and, wow, this is amazing. Look at what we did. Right. So it's really great to see that.
Now, when you decided to do that, you had to take on a much bigger role in putting together that type of a contest, grabbing the nominations, organizing it, collecting all of the votes, and eventually disseminating the winning.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be a pretty big undertaking initially.
It is. It's a lot of work. Building the magazines from the ground up, my sister and I like to test the limits of how much sleep humans need on a regular basis. And I know that our local publishers and markets around the country do the same thing. Everyone works really, really hard to make sure that we're getting as many stories out there as possible, and that the contest specifically is run with a lot of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes it's funny when, you know, we'll get an email or a comment on social media, and I think sometimes people assume there's a lot more people behind that contest. And,
yeah,
you know, we work with some fantastic people, but it's a lot of hard work on behalf of our team, and we take it very seriously. We spend hours upon hours, probably a week is dedicated to every Happening List audit.
Mm-hmm.
We comb through those results to make sure that they're valid, and work really hard to make sure that the results get out there in a timely fashion to all of the anxious small business owners around the county.
Well, I love it, the fact that various people are nominated. Now, how does somebody get nominated for the list?
It's community generated.
Mm-hmm.
So in Hunterdon specifically, nominations open up at the very beginning of January.
Okay.
And we accept nominations throughout the contest up until the final week of voting.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to see the majority of nominees come in those first couple of weeks and also the first couple of weeks of voting.
Yeah.
But we do leave it open for a 5-week period since we... Actually, it's 7 weeks, since we often hear from people, I didn't know this was happening. Can I get in at the last minute? So we do like to give people as many opportunities to nominate as possible.
Mm-hmm. And then after these people are nominated, and we'll go through some of the categories. There's a lot of them, but just go through some of them in a little bit. After they're nominated, they're then put on a list for voting, and I guess everybody can, you can vote once a day? Is that the way it worked?
You can vote once per email address.
First email address.
Yes, okay. Throughout the entire
contest.
So
that's the integrity part of it, trying to make sure that people aren't... I particularly have 5 email addresses, so there is a way that, you know, some people are jumping in there, but I'm sure not everybody has 5 email addresses, and not everybody's going to put in the effort to vote on all 5 email addresses.
Right. So. Having multiple email addresses is something that people are allowed to vote once per email, valid email address. Mm. We do spend time looking at, there are crazy tricks of the trade out there where people try to, there's actually one site that lets people make temporary email addresses that are really not valid.
Right.
And we, in our audit process, do catch a lot
cool.
of those things.
Right.
But if it's a valid email address and, you know, you have your work email and your personal email and mm-hmm. your college email, you are allowed to use all of those.
So tell me a little bit about some of the people. You've been doing this now for a number of years. It's 2010 with Bucks, but a couple of years with Hunter. What are some of the surprises? What were some of the really cool realizations when a mom and pop shop or pizza place learned that they were the winner of the 100 and Happenings list?
I mean, we've seen, I think my favorite stories are the people who really celebrate their team when they win the Happening list.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen realtors, Pilates studios, take out their entire team of either, you know, realtors and instructors.
Mm-hmm.
Dress to the nines, grab a limo, and say,
that's
this is
cool.
a thank you, you know, for all of the hard work that you put in all year, and let's go celebrate and have fun. That is always my favorite thing to see. One of the things I also think was interesting was when we first started and we were adding categories and combing through, we have over 200 categories, and they vary slightly by territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Ocean County, we have a boardwalk category. That wouldn't make a lot of sense
in
Hunterdon County.
No boardwalks here.
However, you sit there and you think, you know, these are so many categories. Like, it can't possibly, it's too much. But people every year beg us for other categories that aren't represented. And every year we take those into consideration, and I think it's really interesting to see all of these little niches that exist that make our communities thrive that mm-hmm. kind of go under the radar a lot of times.
So now, what are some of the categories that have blossomed in Hunterdon County that you're taking votes for?
Let's see. This year, it's funny because every year we do see swings in which categories are the most popular.
Okay.
In Hunterdon County this year, I know dance studio was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I believe charity was one of them that was very popular. Food is always a big topic
in
Hunterdon.
Sure.
People are passionate about their food.
Yep.
So, you know, best chef, wedding venue was a big one this year. So, yeah, it's really interesting. We have a people category that includes things like insurance agents mm-hmm. and mortgage brokers. Those can be really competitive, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, like I said, we have over 200. So there are a lot of different people at play. I mm-hmm. think another one was home designer and decorator was pretty
neat.
Popular because there's so many great home stores and home talent in this area.
What I like about this is that when I have an issue, when I have something that I got to come up with, you can go by word of mouth. You can go by networking with some of your folks and saying, do you know of somebody? But now I have a source where I can go on your website and find that particular list. And I got 5 or 6 names sitting right there that I can consider. Now, I can decide geographically that I'd like to get somebody a little closer to my home than or my business than some of the other people. But I have a list of people that got some type of a positive reputation to start with, which is awesome.
And what we find today is that people, do a lot of research before they make those decisions. So mm-hmm. a lot of times they're looking for multiple touch points before they choose their new salon.
Right.
So they're getting a personal recommendation. Then they're Googling them and they're mm-hmm. finding out about them and they're reading their Yelp reviews and they're checking out the happening list and they're maybe reading an article that was put up.
Right.
So the more information, the better. And everybody has an interesting story to share. That was something from very early on with Bucks Happening that was a core of what we did with our advertisers. We always felt that these stories weren't shared enough. Mm-hmm. There's all of these amazing people out there that are passionate about what they do every single day. And people want to hear that. Mm-hmm. People want to embrace local. So we try our best to share those stories.
Awesome. Now, in addition to the happening list, now you have this bash, which is the culmination of this whole contest. This mm-hmm. whole when did you decide to make this a la the Academy Awards? I saw some of the photos. They're awesome.
Yeah. So actually, my sister Angela, who I mentioned is my business partner, she has a background in event planning.
Mm-hmm.
So from the very beginning, she was an event-focused person. And when we were doing the first happening list in Bucks County, and we got this tremendous response that we were just not even expecting in that first year, she said, we need to do an event for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we did that first event at Occasions in New Hope, in Pennsylvania. And I think we threw it together in under a month because we had the idea late.
Yeah.
And we started working on it feverishly. Ever since then, we knew that that first event, it was all about celebrating the contest and celebrating these people who worked so hard, like I said, throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember exactly how we came up with the red carpet idea, but it was really every single component of the bash is centered around giving the winners, giving the nominees, just giving the community a chance to celebrate. So every year, I think we have new and new ideas that we try to up the ante and give people a really fun, memorable night.
And it shows. You see everybody all dressed to the nines and they're holding their award with what it says on it, and a lot of people are surrounding them that are obviously part of their organization. And there's pride in every one of those shots. It's yeah. fascinating
and
to see.
And there should be. One comment we got the first year that we did it was, thank you so much for bringing an event like this to the suburbs. I always have to go into the city to dress up and do something, you know, this extravagant or celebratory.
Right.
So, and that really hit home to us because it's true. People don't get a chance to do it enough.
Neat. So that one's going on tonight, and I don't know if there's any more room or anybody's interested out there that's listening. Is it still available to get involved?
Last I checked, we were sold out VIP and sponsorships, but we had, I think it was something like 4 tickets left in general admission. I don't know if they're still there. That was last night.
And who would they contact to get them?
They could go to 100 and Happening, the website, and it's right at the top of the page in the scroll bar, and mm-hmm. you'll find the ticket information right there.
All right. So now you're doing them for 100 and Happening and Bucks Happening. It's 2 different nights, obviously.
Yes.
But you and your sister take care of those two. Is that
exactly,
right?
Yes. We run both of those in-house under Happenings Media.
Right.
So it just so happened that the Bucks Happening Bash was last Thursday, and the 100 and Happening Bash is tonight.
Yes, sleep is.
It's rare.
An option.
Yes.
Sleep is an option. We'll do it sometime later.
Yes.
Now, the other 23 are being handled by the other folks who manage those particular organizations.
We work with them very closely.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Montco Happening is happening next week. I believe it's Thursday.
So
I want to say May 5th.
You have a party every week.
I know. I need a lot of cocktail dresses.
Best dressed, Tina Pepperone.
yeah, right. Can't compete with all of the fashion that comes to the bashes. Every year I'm just shocked by the beautiful dresses that we see. And even the guys, it was funny, on Thursday at the Bucks Happening Bash, the guys really brought the style this year. I mean, it was very impressive.
Neat.
So, yeah, we have Montco coming up. North Delaware is in June, and we're just putting the finishing touches on finalizing dates in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Lehigh Valley, and South Jersey.
Now, how much do you get involved with those? Because they're being, the way I get it is that they're being overseen by somebody, another individual. But yet, this is still part of the Happening Media brand.
Yes. So we work with all of our licensees on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We answer any question that they have. It depends on the licensee, honestly. If somebody is comfortable with event planning in our North Delaware market, for instance, that's run by two great women, Susie and Tracy. Susie has experience in event planning. So we were a little bit more hands-off there. We let them, we gave them, you know, the tricks of the trade and the general instruction, and they really took the ball and run. Mm-hmm. In a few of our markets where people aren't as comfortable with event planning, we'll actually step in and help them. You know, this is how you make a decision about your venue, and this is how you rent furniture and that type of thing. Really, the whole Happenings Media Network is designed so that where you are strong, you can really, like I said, take the ball and run. And where you need help, we're there to fill in that gap for you.
Nice. Very cool. Now, that's not the only thing that Hunter and Happening or the Happening Media's websites are all about. The list is just one part of one aspect of it. So what else is included in the Happening Media and these various Happening magazine websites?
So first and foremost, the Happening websites are lifestyle websites. They're lifestyle destinations. The Happening list runs for 2 months out of the year, and then we release results for about another 2 months. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people do find us through those contests for the first time.
Yep.
But all year long, we're putting up content. We're discovering, you know, what's happening on the weekends and trying to interview business profiles and doing our best to share the newest businesses that are opening. We put up 5 to 10 articles every single week in each of those markets. In addition, we have a calendar of events.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people do come to our sites to find out what's happening. You know, if they have a free Saturday, what's going on around town. So our calendar of events is always a destination on the sites, and it actually is partially user-generated. So businesses can submit their events to the calendar. It's very easy to do on the page. You just sign up to become an event contributor, and we see a lot of restaurants and venues use this as a means for promoting their events as well.
Sure.
Social media, we're active every single day over Facebook and Twitter. And mm-hmm. Depending on the market, you'll see Instagram accounts and Pinterest accounts. So we do our best to just be as many places as possible online, because that's really how people consume information.
Absolutely.
Nowadays.
Absolutely.
And we do videos as well. So you'll see we have YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
We've done, you know, everything from the red carpet interviews to you know, how to make this cocktail with a local bartender type of mm. things.
How do you keep track of all this, Tony, Tina? You have people putting on all this various information on your calendar. You obviously got to make sure that that's edited and screened.
Yep.
You have folks who are writing articles. You're not writing all the articles, right?
No, we have freelancers. And different people we work with.
So what is the specific organization, and then how does it spread? Where are your contributors coming from, and how do people participate?
So it does vary slightly by market. I'll talk about Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
We work a lot with contacts around the county to get user-generated information to start.
Mm-hmm.
So people share with us. We have different contribution forms on the upper right-hand side of the website. So people can submit information from press releases to photos around town, scenic photos, happening photos, happening heroes. We accept nominations for kid profiles around the community. But it's a lot of hard work. I mean, it is. Every single thing on the site is edited and run by that central publisher. So in Hunterdon, that's us. in the counties where we have local publishers on the ground. That's them. Mm-hmm. We never allow it so that people can just directly contribute to the site with it going live immediately.
Yeah,
it's a recipe for disaster.
Sure.
And what we see happening a lot of times online is a very short-sighted mentality where because people want to get as much traffic as possible to their website, they'll put up almost anything. Mm-hmm. Because if there's any SEO people out there, they'll be familiar with it. The more content, the better, the more people are searching and finding your website. However, we do not take that standpoint. We feel that it's very important to protect the brand and the integrity of the site. So every single piece of content that you see on the site is looked at and approved and curated in some way by our publishers. And then the articles are all written by freelancers around the county and also the central publisher.
Mm-hmm. And the motivation for the freelancers is to get to work on their craft.
Yes.
Right, and to be get noticed. Obviously.
Exactly. I mean, and there's a lot of great freelancers out there who do that either as a part-time or full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this type of publication, there's people who are very passionate about their communities and they want to share those stories. So we do our best to bring on freelancers from different backgrounds. We have a local mom who writes something called The Starter Mom, and she talks about, you know, lessons learned with a little kid. We had a single in the suburbs for a while, how to date and meet guys in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to find interesting personalities to represent the community. And I'd love to mention, actually, we are looking for more and more freelancers in the Hunterdon County market. So if anyone is interested in that, please feel free to reach out to us either on the contact form on the website or at info@happeningsmedia.com.
Now, what would you be interested in from their perspective to be writing about? Do they come up with their ideas and submit them to you, or do you give some opinion or some suggestions as to what they should be looking and writing about?
We have a combination.
Okay.
So we do assign specific articles to freelancers.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, we look for people who have that point of view. We love to see somebody reach out and say, I think this is needed and here's why, and I want to be that voice. We do have people who maybe look at different types of articles every month. And then we have columnists, like I said, The Starter Mom, someone who's writing about that same topic every month. So we do try to get a nice mix of all of those types of content. And in terms of topics, a great way to familiarize with that, with the topics that we write about, is just to go to the website and you'll see across the top bar all of the different main topics that we cover: health and wellness, food and drink, home and garden, happening events. Those are the types of things we're writing about. It's all lifestyle oriented.
Super. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to bring Tina back and find out a little bit about future of the Happening Media and the Hunterdon Happenings website. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tina Paparone is with me. She is co-owner, founder of Happening Media and Hunterdon Happenings, along with Bucks Happening. Tina, you told us what your sister did prior to this, which was event planning. What did you do?
So we both wore a lot of different hats. Angela did do event planning, but she also worked in finance.
Uh-huh.
And sorry, I actually worked at a hedge fund in operations.
Holy cow.
I know, wow. Not what you expect to hear, right?
No, okay. Wow, awesome.
Yes, in New York City, and we also started another business before this that was called Be Me.
Be Me. Now you started this back. You were in hedge funds way back when, and it's now. Did you ever dream that you were going to be doing something like this?
It's funny because we've gotten that question before, and I think we did. I think we did dream that we'd be doing something, not necessarily this, but something entrepreneurial.
Yep.
So when I was at the hedge fund, that was my first job out of college. I worked in operations in New York City at a hedge fund. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to do something entrepreneurial.
Right.
So I was doing my MBA at Fordham University at night. And that's where my
Holy cow.
So my first business concept came out of that. Mm-hmm. It was Be Me, which was an e-commerce business. And my sister was feeling that same sort of something was missing. We were both very creative people who didn't feel we were getting that level of fulfillment in what we were doing just in finance. So we started talking to each other about it, and she came on to Be Me, and we launched that. And at the time that we launched the first Happening site, we were focused on Be Me, our e-commerce site. And it was really funny because, like I said, Bucks Happening got so much organic traction.
Mm.
People started calling us and asking to interview us. And here we were trying to tell everyone about Be Me and what we were doing there, which I still, love that business and love the concept. But we ended up selling off the inventory we had built up for Be Me. And really going with Bucks Happening instead.
You've got quite a story.
Yeah. It's been a busy decade.
Awesome. So now, all right, it's been 6 years with Bucks Happening. You got 23 of these things going. You alluded to the fact that there's another chapter or another tier that's going to be taking place soon. So what is the vision? Where's this all going next?
We really believe that there are many more counties and cities out there that could benefit from what we're doing at Happenings Media, from the happening list to the idea of celebrating local to just the coverage. Like you said, there's a lot of communities out there with fragmented information.
Yeah.
And we know we can be the solution to that. Right now, our newest site was in Raleigh and in Conejo Valley. So they're really spread out around the country. And over the next couple of years, you can expect to see more and more happening sites popping up around the country. We work with a fantastic advisor at Happenings Media who's been with us for a couple of years, Rick Blair, who was the ex, he used to be the CEO of Examiner.com. Mm-hmm. And we are doing a lot more at the national level at this point and beginning to speak to different strategic partners and looking at ways to, like I said, bring the happening site to as many places as possible.
And the destinations are endless. I mean,
there's so many places out there that could benefit from a happening site. And sure. The geography of what we're looking at is really typically a county level. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you are in the country, that definition can change a bit.
Yeah.
Especially in the West, it tends to just be a little bit different of a makeup. So there are a lot of opportunities. I mean, look at the Philadelphia market in alone. Mm-hmm. We have 7 sites surrounding Philly, and there are several more that we could add on to that. So the possibilities are endless.
So there's almost, I don't know if you guys have worked out a formula, but it sounds like there's almost a population quality that you need to have that makes a site function appropriately for the amount of information it needs to cover.
Yes.
And not be diluted. So if you were in, if you were talking about Manhattan, a happening site in Manhattan is insane because
right.
It's too big, too many people.
Right.
But now you have Hunter and Happening and Bucks Happening, which is a countywide site. You might, if you were looking at Somerset, I don't know if you folks are there, potentially you could have something that's just all about New Brunswick, right? Or Piscataway.
We've never gone down to the specific, that small of a territory in terms of something like a New Brunswick size. We mm-hmm. do look at every single territory we go into on an individual basis
right.
because it really, like I said, varies
sure.
by place and how people define themselves. But we do see that, like you said, there's that sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in too small of a place, but you can't be in too big of a place. But it goes beyond that. Things that we look at include active chambers. Maybe, for instance, Hunterdon is smaller in population significantly than Bucks County, where there's 650,000 or so people.
Right.
However, when I really started digging into Hunterdon County and understanding the climate, there's active chambers and active business organizations in small towns and in the entire county across Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great sign to know that there is, there's stories to be told.
Yeah.
So we look at all different types of factors when we're making those decisions.
Wow. And do you guys do like site visits and stuff to try and figure this out, or you do online research? What's the...
Both.
On Fox saying it looks to be an ISIS-related attack.
Involved an airport just like Brussels. It's like the sequel to Brussels. It's the second anniversary of the caliphate. Unlike the PKK, which strikes military, they often strike civilian targets.
Istanbul's governor saying over a dozen foreign nationals believed to be among the dead. More than 230 people injured in the attack that started with terrorists opening fire on people outside of security checkpoints. All three attackers then blowing themselves off. Toyota is recalling nearly 1.5 million hybrid Prius and Lexus models because of a possible airbag inflator problem, the recall affecting 2010 to 2012 cars. This is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a restaurant, would you try it? If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a good book, would you read it? Word-of-mouth recommendations from friends are endorsements of quality and value. And that's how it is with Ovation Cell Therapy and the entire line of high-performance hair care products from Ovation Hair. Over 90% of customer survey respondents said they would definitely recommend Ovation Cell Therapy to a friend. Clinically proven results. 100%.